Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Ah, Olympic highlights yesterday, shot put. What do you know about shot put? What did Jimmy Fallon say last week? Actually, the last time we heard from Jimmy in a late night soundbite, he said shot put is like someone is using a big steel ball as a cell phone. Because you tuck it there under your jaw and close to your ear, and then you spin around in a circle and throw it. Well, shot putting took the limelight in the Olympic competition yesterday.
After an indoor world record to start the year, and now has come to Tokyo, Ryan Krauser.
Oh, man. That might be it. That's so close, you guys.
The record is 76.8 1/4, and he's just below that in his final throwing competition. 76.5 1/2, the second longest throw in history, and that shuts the door on an amazing summer for now the two-time Olympic gold medalist Ryan Krauser.
Yeah, Krauser won back in 2016. He did it again yesterday for the United States. He's got a gold medal in shot put. On a more personal side, Simone Biles. Is she ready for another Olympics?
I think I have to relish and take this Olympics in and kind of recognize what I've done with my career, because after 2016, I didn't get to do that.
So you're keeping the door open.
Yeah, keeping the door open.
Ah, so will it happen? We don't know. In the meantime, back to that shot putter. Why do they scream so loud when they throw?
That might be it.
Wait, we missed it. There it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, do it again. That's worse than those tennis players grunting when they serve. I don't know. It's Morgan in the Morning. Still to come, we'll talk more Olympic stuff. And it is National Underwear Day. Is it improper to talk about your underwear? Remember when Grandma called them unmentionables? Well, we'll post it up on the 94KX Facebook page. And if you're proud of your undergarments, your britches, we'll chat about it more. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
I didn't know there was an underwear song. Okay. That's actually a group called Wheelie, and it's called the Underwear Song. Happy National Underwear Day. It's a funny topic, underwear. Some people don't like to talk about it at all. Generations past called your underwear unmentionables, so I guess you shouldn't mention them. I don't know. Some people are proud of them. Today's kids walk around with their underwear showing. Not just talking about boys with the boxers around their navel and their pants down around their, you know. But also girls, they got all these lacy things hanging out all over the place. It's like, what? So a guy my age, when I talk about my underwear, people get embarrassed. It's like, oh, we don't want to hear it. Really? Are you the wrong demographic? Should we go to the analytics on this one? I'm a Duluth Trader guy. I'm proud of it. I wish they would give me an endorsement. You've seen the cartoon commercials on the internet and on TV. That's what made me go to their website. That's what made me buy my first pair. And when I did, I was instantly addicted. If I could use that word when talking about underwear, I don't know. Anyway, boxer or briefs? You say that to a guy, some guys just run and hide. Other guys go, yeah, tidy whities. You know me, I say boxers. They're comfy. And they make them in all different materials now. You know that stay dry golf shirt you really like? Oh. Or that whatever dry quick Nike shirt, whatever they call that stuff. That nylon kind of stuff. Yeah, we love that. Well, now they're making underwear made out of that. I'm telling you what, on a hot day, and there has been several, I'm talking about it. I don't care. They're comfy. Duluth Traders calls theirs armachillos. Isn't that a great name for stay-dry boxers? Armachillos. I've probably said too much already, and I really don't care. It's National Underwear Day, and I'm going to post up if you are proud enough of your underwear. We have interesting stats, too, that women have like 3, 4, 5 times more underwear than men. Men continue to wear those even after they get ugly and full of holes. No, not this guy. I go onto the web and I buy new ones. Happy National Underwear Day. Ladies, gentlemen, be proud. Your kid's already flashing too much. So, ladies and gentlemen, be proud of your underwear. Yes! News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You may have heard this in the news. You may have seen it on the internet already. A cabin in the center of nowhere. In the middle of the state of New Hampshire. At this cabin that has been in the woods forever and nobody really owns it. In that cabin lives River Dave. Everybody knows him locally. He's lived there for 27 years. Finally, somebody wanted River Dave out of there. It came to court. And sadly enough, the squatter has to leave.
It's lying, cheating, corrupt judges like you that are stepping on little people like me. But I'm gunning you, sir. You step on me, I'm going to bite your ankle.
Okay, you go ahead and bite away there, bud. Your thoughts? I don't know. I think leave him alone, you know? There's a rumor that there's somebody that lives out, is it Center County? He lives like in the middle of the woods. And some people see him and some people don't. Fill me in on this. Ford Fun Line, always open, 1-800-326-94KX. I wish I could remember his name. It's something like Bear. It's not Bigfoot or Sasquatch or nothing. But he is kind of like that. He squats in the woods in some old cabin, and every once in a while he appears like at rest areas on Interstate 80 and helps people if their cars are broken down and stuff. So, like, I say let the squatters squat. You know what I mean? The guy's like 81 years old. He's from New Hampshire. And he was arrested for hanging in a cabin that he's lived in for nearly 30 years. River Dave. I gotta think of the name locally. But anyway, the guy in New Hampshire is River Dave. So he's gotta go. Where does he go? And this is New Hampshire, one of the most laid-back states in the country. Their motto is live free or die. River Dave is living free. Why are you moving him out? He doesn't want to die. He's 81 years old. I don't know. But, you know, my warped sense of humor and my creativity got me thinking it's almost like one of these stupid reality shows. River Dave could get his own show, and then, you know, the people will support him, right?
They could be in there sleeping right now. You know what I know?
No roaming from town to town like the fugitive. This guy just stays put.
I mean, that is ridiculously ruthless.
New this fall, the squatter.
Yeah.
And that guy should go to jail.
He spent 27 years in a cabin in the woods and hasn't paid rent once.
We got cameras that we're putting up.
Will the authorities remove him from his New Hampshire hideout? The squatter.
Free ride's over.
Or is it just beginning?
Yeah.
Coming soon to CBS.
You go, River Dave. You go. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Heading toward news in just a bit. We posted up on Facebook yesterday about your favorite cookie for breakfast. A lot of people said home-baked, which I think is a cool idea. Snickerdoodles, you know, that kind of thing. You dunk them in your coffee. A cookie is a small flat donut. Why are we able to go to a donut shop and consider donuts and coffee breakfast? But you can't eat cookies. No, no, no. No cookies for breakfast. I'm totally against that. I also mentioned yesterday that how on the weekend when I could sleep in a little bit, I get up in the morning and I have Fig Newtons with Leo, my roommate. He loves Fig Newtons. He even understands the name. When you say Fig Newtons, he runs into the kitchen, sits by the cabinet. Yeah, my roommate Leo has 4 legs. He's not my dog. He's my roommate. So that's what we posted up yesterday. Today is National Underwear Day. Check out the post. I think you'll be impressed. Is it time we start mentioning our unmentionables? I think so. Today's kids are walking around town with their underwear all hanging out. Why can't we as upper demographic own it and talk about our underwear? Guys are a little bit easier than women, I think. Guys will be like, yeah, I wear boxers. I wear briefs. I'm a tidy whitey kind of guy. Yeah, it's because you live in your mom's basement. That's enough. But women, you know, you can't walk up to a woman and say, hey, what kind of underwear you wear? You know, pretty soon, you know, human resources is sending you a memo. I don't understand it. We live in 2021. Be proud of your undies, your skivvies, your britches. Come on now. Check out the Facebook post. I think you'll enjoy it. It is a little unusual. Another follow-up to a story we did yesterday. It really happened. Passengers did duct tape a passenger to his seat on an airline flight. He was getting unruly. So they just kind of duct taped the stewardesses and the flight attendants and even the pilot. He didn't care. It was like, all right, if that's going to shut the guy up, they should have duct taped his mouth. But they duct taped his body to the chair. A little bit of a weird fun with real audio about the incident yesterday.
Frontier Airlines appears to be now standing by its flight attendants who are accused of duct taping a passenger to his seat. The man had two drinks, spilled a third on himself, waltzed around shirtless.
Oh, he lost his pants. That's why he's just in his underwear there.
While allegedly groping two flight attendants and punching another in the face.
Wait a minute.
He was attacked by a shark.
He didn't
realize his arm was on fire.
There were no sharks on the plane. Come on, stop it.
The crew duct taped the dude to his seat until they landed in Miami.
This is coming up next. We're going to show you how to lose some of that excessive weight by constantly picking at your skin.
Fun with audio. There it is for you. 94.1 The real news, sports, and AccuWeather next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Time to listen to it. You can look it up later. Imagine Matt Damon's agent right now reacting to everything that he's doing wrong at the same time he's supposed to be promoting a movie. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week. Damon is paying the price right now for publicly admitting that his daughter called him out on his bad language. His daughter convinced him to stop using gay slurs. Now, going viral is a comedian pretending to be Matt's agent. This is kind of funny.
Matt, hi. You said that you just stopped using a famously homophobic slur a few months ago because your daughter asked you to. Okay, no, that is such a public moment of personal growth for you, which
what?
I love. You just volunteered this information, right? Wow. Yeah, no, that is so vulnerable. Uh-huh. Yeah, which is definitely a strength, and I totally get that we're trying to sell a movie here, but discretion can also serve as a strength. Yeah, so maybe we can just keep some things close to the vest for the future, right?
Yeah, in other words, shut your pie hole. Check out the video. The language is a whole lot worse, but it is very funny. Matt Damon, please be quiet, and we'll make the decision if we want to see your movie. Viral comedy cut number two. Look for this later. It is pretty wild. A woman caught in a stampede of kangaroos.
Just in case I die here, there's a stampede of kangaroos coming for me. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. All right. I'm just gonna hide in the cliff here. If I get kangaroo kicked to the face. Oh my god.
First of all, I didn't even know kangaroos could stampede.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Listen to them now, look for them later. That's what we do. There isn't any late night TV again this week because of the Olympics, but there are birthday buddies. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Uh-huh. It's time for birthday buddies. The local celebs, we call them. They're our buddies. They listen to 94KX every day. But first, we do music and TV. Let's do some music. He was loud and proud. His name is Pat Smear. I fear that name makes you ladies nervous. Pat Smear. He was the lead guitarist for the Foo Fighters. Oh, and Nirvana. But now he does nothing. Pat Smear.
I've waited here for you.
Okay, Pat is 62 years old today, and even older than Pat.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Well, not that lady.
Who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Yeah, one of the lovely girls.
All of them had hair of gold.
Uh-huh, the blonde, yeah.
Like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Happy birthday to Maureen McCormick. We know her as Jan, the spoiled oldest daughter on the Brady Bunch. She is 65 years old today. But you know, we'll always like the whole family. Oh, look at them smiling. Hey, where's Alice? She belongs in the middle there. Hello, where's Alice?
That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch.
There's Alice. She always popped in at the end. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. She is 65 years old today. And here's a show you might not be familiar with. Or at least the way the song began in its hit version. TV theme being much shorter, you remember?
Baby, if you ever wondered, whatever became of. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Happy birthday to Laurie Anderson. You don't recognize the name? How about Jennifer Marlowe? Yeah, from WKRP in Cincinnati. She's 76 years old today. I am happy that I finally found a radio personality older than me. It's just exciting. 76 today. Those are the celebrity birthdays. Now let's take a look at the local celebrities, or as we call them, birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Abby Gelfin. She is, where's her age? Oh, there it is, 46 years old today. Happy birthday, Crystal Higley from West Milton. She's 44. Deborah Schaefer is 41 today. Happy birthday. Diane, or Delene, I'm sorry. Delene Hassinger. I've never seen that name before. That's pretty. Delene Hassinger, she is 39 today. Jeffrey Harold from Middleburg is 45. Happy birthday to Keith Roush from Middleburg. He's 60 years old today. Wow. Laura Finella Muscarla. Muscarella. Wow. Laura Muscarella is easier to say than Laura Finella Muscarella. She's 43 years old today. Happy birthday to Linda Straub from Dornsife. She's 62. Nicole Dirk is 33 today. Happy birthday, Samira Burdick from Sunbury. Samira is 32 today. Shelley Manning is 65 years old. Happy birthday to Tammy Gallo, 54. Tammy McCarthy from Northumberland is 56. And happy birthday to Tracy Foreman from Lewisburg. She is 51 today. Everybody's got a birthday. We like to celebrate them. Email them to us. Use the Ford toll-free fun line. It's always open when I'm here. Feel free to use Facebook Messenger or even our text club using and texting the keyword birthday. Each and every day at about this time, with or without Lynn Hall, she's on vacation this week. I miss her. She's our birthday queen. But every day at this time, it's Birthday Buddies. News is coming up next to check on the sports and AccuWeather. And before 8 o'clock, your chance to win VIP treatment from Spyglass Ridge Winery. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning. Morgan in the Morning. Super excited about the concert Saturday with Blues Traveler. Yeah!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, we'll take caller 4 to be a VIP Saturday with me. Good luck!
We have another winner!
94KX, what are you doing?
Driving water truck.
Okay, who's this?
Steve Bexler.
Hey, Steve. You are caller number 4. Congratulations. You're a 94KX VIP.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, Yeah, you'll be with us at Spyglass Ridge Winery Saturday for Blues Traveler. Here's the deal. When you're a VIP, you get to park up top. That's VIP parking. Then you show your ID, you get your VIP bracelets, and you head into Three Beards Brewing for a two-hour party from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And then at 7, we roll down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent, where there's another bar, and we party some more while we sit right up front and watch the concert. What do you think?
That's great.
All right, man. Where are you from, Steve?
Spring Glen.
Where is that, if you don't mind me asking?
You ever heard of Brad?
Yeah.
It's the next town up in Schuylkill County.
Oh, I thought maybe it was just a little potch there in Graz. Okay. Well, you'll be taking the trip up from Schuylkill County to Spyglass. Congrats, man.
Okay.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. 94.1 WQKX.
Another big winner. That's exciting. Lives in that little patch outside of Graz. I love it, I love it, I love it.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. 94KX.
The two best places in Pennsylvania to find a great ride are Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships and Knoebels Amusement Resort. Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships and Knoebels Amusement Resort have teamed up to give a 2021 Trailblazer to one lucky Knoebels employee. Work here, win here. Apply today for a great job and a chance to win a 2021 Trailblazer. BlazeAlexander.com for the lowest price guaranteed.
Hang on, we interrupt this commercial break with a very important warning.
Warning.
This is an official P.S. alert. P.S. alert.
The first pumpkin spice is here. Isn't it a little early? It's August. I was trying to find better sirens, but actually some of them are official and I didn't want to scare anybody. I mean, really? Should the morning radio guy play a tornado warning siren when we're just joking about pumpkin spice? No. But anyway, I saw a lady on Facebook fussing, 2 days ago about the fact that she found pumpkin spice coffee creamer in Wise Markets already. Or was a Giant? I don't know. Either way, I'm going to look for it because I'm a pumpkin guy. I don't know if it's too early to be doing this stuff. I'm pretty superstitious. I don't wear white before Memorial Day. You know what I mean? Just this morning, found a spider walking across the kitchen floor. Pretty big one, too. I live in the country. Did I kill that spider? No. It's bad luck. I gathered him up in a tissue, and I set him free outside. I'm sure he appreciated that going from, 73 degrees to 56. But anyway, see you, Mr. Spider. I did not kill you. I will not have bad luck. Is it bad luck to do pumpkin spice early? I don't know. I'm wondering. It's already been spotted. And now, believe it or not, Cuppo Noodles is announcing for their 50th anniversary, they will have pumpkin spice Cuppo Noodles exclusively at Walmart. That's good. I don't go to Walmart, and I wouldn't eat pumpkin spice Cuppo Noodles. Anyway, it's starting to appear on this, the 5th day of August. Unbelievable. The 5th day of August. And we're doing pumpkin spice already?
Warning.
This is an official P.S. alert. P.S. alert. You are hearing the very first pumpkin spice reference of the year. Repeat, this is the first pumpkin spice reference. More are sure to follow. You may now continue with your summer activities. P.S.
Okay.
Alert.
Thank you. Thank you for the warning. I'm sure we're going to be okay.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX. 94KX.
The real news is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Don't you like a two-day farmer's market in Sealands Grove? I think it's pretty cool. I mean, they're going to have a movie Friday night and live music Saturday, including live music from an old radio buddy of mine who worked here, Tim Burns. Hey, Timmer, that would be pretty cool. Oh, one last piece of good news, because it's free. No appointment necessary. COVID-19 vaccine Friday. Geisinger will host a walk-in clinic at the Hughes Center. All right. Make sure you're part of it if you want your vaccination for free.
WQKX.
Morgan in the morning, still to come. That means next, Tom's top list, our top stressed body parts since the pandemic. Stay with us. You may be surprised. Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
All right. Our bodies have been stressed through a pandemic and now somewhat of a recovery of a pandemic, although COVID is rebounding because some people don't think they need vaccine. Man, I'm glad we didn't act that way when polio was coming out. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's not the topic. Tom's top list right now has to do with our body parts that have felt the most stressed in this last year or so. That top five isn't going to surprise you. And it's a list of nine, which I don't understand. So as 10, I'm going to say my liver. My liver was stressed during the pandemic. Thousands of people were polled. Here we go. Number nine, 3% said their arms. I guess they're holding up the weight of the world. Along there, the wrist had 3%. And number eight, your core at 4%. You're sucking it in and you're stressed. Number six, I thought it would be higher. Your feet, only 4% of us said, you know, their feet were stressed. A lot of standing, a lot of walking. Okay. Now here's the top five. Number five, your back. A lot of people feel stress in their back. I have so many broken body parts. Number one, from being old. Number two, from just athletic injuries in my past that I waited way too long to get fixed. My back is not one of them. I have a very strong back, and I thank God every day because, well, even our buddy Chad Evans, the skinniest man in the world, he has back trouble. It bothers his golf game. And picking up the kids. I'm glad that I have a healthy back. But back stress comes in at number five for the most stressed body parts since the pandemic. Legs in at number four. Sitting too much can make your legs hurt. You're sitting there, I guess, working at home for a year. Now you're back to work. Ugh. Shoulders comes in at three. Yeah. When I get stressed, my shoulders hurt. I guess I just get all pinned up inside my body. I don't know. Your head is number two. Staring at a computer screen all day could cause headaches. Think about that. All right. And the number one stressed part on your body since the pandemic, your eyes. Again, maybe staring at a computer screen. Maybe staring at Netflix. I don't know. There it is. That's Tom's top list of the day. Still to come, who doesn't like a nice glass of lemonade? You know, life has dealt us lemons. We made lemonade. And in Nori, they do it once a year. Details coming up. News is next. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
When life deals you lemons, you make lemonade. Or you don't have to make it this Saturday. You can go drink somebody else's lemonade. It's Lemonade Day in Northumberland. I'll be there. I'm excited about it because I haven't gone in a while. Maybe they haven't had it in a while. Obviously, last year they didn't, but I used to take my girls and we used to walk. My kids, we used to walk into downtown Nori. They used to have it right there at the King Street Park. They're having it at the Second Street Community Center this year. And that's on the corner of Second and Orange. Used to be the Second Street School. Now you know where it is. It's the police station now and a community center. Lemonade Day starts at 11 a.m. And we'll be saying hi to everybody. We'll be going Facebook Live about 11. Lots of games and food and activities, prizes. Yeah, prizes for the best tasting lemonade, but of course, the best themed lemonade and the best decorated lemonade stand. Somebody's going to win a limo ride the first day of school for the People's Choice Lemonade Award winner. That's pretty cool. I mean, these are the kind of things little towns do that you just can't skip. You know, when you have kids, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I used to take my girls. But then as they got older, we stopped going. And then recently, when I was asked to make an appearance, I said, sure, it's going to be so nostalgic for me. So maybe we'll see you this Saturday at 11 a.m., 2nd and Orange Street there at the Community Center for Lemonade Day. I tried to drag Mark Lawrence along with me. I'm sure it won't be much of an arm twisting. he'll probably go. But who doesn't like lemonade, right? I always think of that old bit Eddie Murphy used to do about Elvis. He used to say Elvis Presley could sing about anything, like including the simple glass of lemonade.
Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink. Hey, coming up next, we'll close out the show as we do every morning by just giving some thoughts. And it's not only just Underwear Day, National Underwear Day. Check out our Facebook post. But it's also Work Like a Dog Day and Traffic Light Day. God, I hate traffic lights. It's all coming up next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hopefully we made you shiny and happy and made you laugh a little bit sometime this morning, this Thursday morning. I don't like to run down the long list of national holidays that are supposed to be today. So I don't. I've been told not to read them all because there's so many. But it's International Traffic Light Day. I hate traffic lights. Wilkes-Barre has the worst traffic lights in the world because they don't have those cameras on them. So sometimes you come up on a red light and you sit there for like 8 minutes. You're like, where the hell is everybody? And then it turns green, right? At least we've integrated the traffic light where it'll read how many cars are stacked up. You need that at like the intersection of Route 11 and 54 in Danville. That's the worst intersection of the world. I don't care what you say. You got green arrows, you got yellow arrows, you got people running the light anyway. They should just put a Danville cop like right there sitting in the grass with the camera. And he just takes your license plate number and mails you a ticket later. Anyway, National Traffic Light Day. My favorite traffic light's the Irish section of Syracuse, New York, where the traffic lights are upside down because they believe green should never be on the bottom. I love that. Today's National Work Like a Dog Day. Does anybody ever really look into this holiday? What does your dog do? Your dog doesn't work. So if you use the expression, oh man, I've been working like a dog, your dog spends about 15 minutes chasing a butterfly in the yard, and then he, or maybe scooting his arse across your carpet, and then he kind of lays down for the rest of the day. He's not working. But the holiday that we dedicated Morgan in the Morning this morning to is National Underwear Day. And it gives you another chance to play the underwear song. I never knew there was one, but a song, yeah, done by Wheelie, the underwear song. So, yeah, mention your unmentionables today. Do it in a proper way. Don't get fired or reported to human resources. Don't walk up to a coworker and say, what kind of underwear are you wearing? No, that's just wrong. But celebrate your own underwear, okay? A recent survey showed the average woman owns 20 pairs of underwear. That's everyday underwear. And then the same woman has 14 extra pair for special occasions. Listen to this, guys. The average guy only owns 8 pair. 7 of them without holes, I hope. Anyway, yeah. I go way overboard. I posted on Facebook, the Duluth Trader Man. He kind of looks like me. It's a cartoon. He's naked. But no, Duluth Trader sells the best underwear for men in the world. Hands down, period. I should be getting a check from them soon for endorsing it. But go online and buy Duluth Trader armachillos for the summer. How about that? Have a good day. Chad Evans is coming up next. Mark Stevens this afternoon and my girl Sam Tyler tonight.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.